The audio you are about to listen to was created by me, MonaLisa32. It was written by, performed by, and created for consenting adults over the age of 18. If you are under the age of 18 and considered a minor, please do not indulge in my content. Consider this as a warning and do not proceed. My audios are not to be rehosted, re-uploaded, or reshared on any other platform without my explicit written permission. Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the audio. Hi, this is MonaLisa32, and I wanted to bring you the update. So this is post number 34. B/S on vacation at my parents, an update. So this was, it's posted 11 months ago. So I would say around the same time as the last post, maybe a week or two after, I would say. Hey guys, someone mentioned to me in a comment on another post that they were basically explaining to someone else that I used my post almost as a journal, where I vent out about things that happened, using that as an opportunity to reflect on things. That's actually really accurate. And it reminded me to just come here and do it again. I wasn't planning to do another post at the moment, but quite a few things have happened since I was here last, and I figured I'd drop by and touch base to keep you in the loop. Just a little over a week ago, my sister and I started to feel a certain tension. In hindsight, I guess it's only natural. We were living in this misery of being separate, but not really being sure when we would be able to be with each other again. We had not heard back at all from immigration, and there was no indication that they would be getting back to us anytime soon. As days passed, our conversations started to lose a tone of hope, and we would just leave each call feeling sadder than we did the previous one. In the course of 9 days, I lost 11 pounds. Pretty brutal. My sister started to withdraw from her friends at school. Okay, I'm not going to elaborate too much. The point is, we were sad. One day, we had an argument that turned into a heated argument. This ended with the conclusion that maybe the healthiest thing to do was to take a little break from each other. Some time not to talk and allow us to focus on our own lives. Just to hang out with friends and live like we would have if we hadn't been in a relationship in the first place. The tone of the conversation was angry, but not really with each other, but the circumstances. Before ending it, my sister made a point to point out that she wouldn't be seeing anyone. I, however, in my frustration, told her she didn't need to do that, that I didn't want her to do that, and that she shouldn't abstain herself from having a normal, healthy life on account of potentially dating her brother. Admittedly, I said this in a less than nice way. The conversation ended in a not-so-nice way. A couple of days later, I see some pictures on her friend's Instagram, and she's my sister in the background, looking pretty chummy with this one dude. I couldn't help myself and texted the friend pretending that I was just checking in. She eventually would tell me that this guy really liked my sister and that they had set her up to go out with him. At no point did I ask directly, but it very much sounded like it wasn't my sister who asked to be set up. Regardless, they would end up going on 3 dates, on 3 consecutive days. I hear a little jealousy. On top of that, the very next day, I got news I'd been rejected as a candidate for a job I really, really wanted. It would have been the kind of job to pay enough to make traveling between the two countries a very doable possibility. This sent me into a bit of a spiral. I was devastated, and it was obvious. So much that my roommate kind of reacted to it. She didn't know what was wrong, but certainly knew something was up. Over the next few weeks, we just hung out a lot. She had a whole bunch of really nice gestures toward me. And to not make it short story long, we ended up hooking up. A few times. Okay, a lot of times. Shit. My sister and I have talked, but the conversations were always more of a check-in than the ones we used to have. Ugh, Just telling you this story makes me feel nauseous of how much of a mess of emotions I feel inside. I just feel like I have completely lost any level of a hold on things, and that I've just kind of acted, not really knowing how to proceed. My roommate and I have hooked up quite a bit over the last 4-ish days, despite not having a serious conversation about anything. It's been implied that we're just having fun at the moment. However, I can very much tell she likes me. She's a really sweet girl and has very much been extremely supportive and caring with me over the last while. I feel like the right thing to do would be to be honest with her and tell her that I'm very much not looking for anything romantic at this time, stop hooking up, and focus on my sister, or even try not to make anything with my sister happen, but take some time to just heal. But at the same time, this is without a doubt the kind of girl I would have been interested in before. And the little bit of non-incestuous conscience in me tells me I should probably look into pursuing a quote-unquote healthy relationship with someone that isn't my relative. I don't know. I feel like I'm being an asshole to everyone, and I'm not even achieving anything personally out of it. I'm just putting myself in a position to hurt both people. I really don't know what to do. So that's where things are. I'm sorry if my actions disappoint any of you. I'm an idiot. Disappointment is probably the right opinion to have about me. So that's where we're at. Let me know what you think. Previous rules apply, so let's just stick to productive advice. Thanks in advance for your help. So, that was the end of the post. Pretty short one. I have to say that I just feel bad for Select Gift. I feel like he's in a rut and he's acting out, and as much as I don't like to hear that he hooked up with this girl because it's meaningless, I feel like he almost needed it, like the rebound chick. Let's see if he stayed with her. Okay, this is post number 35, I think. Four or five. Anyway, a side adventure. Folks, friends, I hope you're doing great. I come to you today with a bit of a side quest in my journey. I'm posting this just on my profile as a spoiler alert. There's no incest in it, but it was a horny chapter in my life, so I figure I would come and tell you about it. Things haven't changed from where we left them. My sister and I are still, quote, broken up. Although we have talked a lot more than we were before, we have surprisingly stuck it to only talking to each other like siblings. It's kind of weird and awkward, but whatever. Like I said, this post isn't about that. This post is about my journey to becoming a man, lol. And about my roommate. So to give you a little context, my roommate and I met when we worked at the same shitty small company. We became really friendly with each other, but the buck pretty much stopped there. Kind of like being best friends at work, but never hanging out outside of the real world, in the real world. We both moved on from the job and stayed in contact only to share odd TV show memes or to wish each other a happy birthday. Not close, but close enough to still consider ourselves to be friends. She went back to school as I continued my career. After my breakup and going back to my parents, we ran into each other. The conversation about dog/house-sitting came up, and when I decided to extend my stay, she offered to sublet my place. She had gotten an internship in my city. Once I came back, the internship became a job, and with it, she became my roommate. Cool, we're caught up. Given that when we were the closest, our relationship with each other was a professional one, themes of sex or even romantic lives barely came up. Just with the odd joke I wouldn't be able to resist making. Though, this, quote, mysterious breakup, end quote, that I had before returning to Canada, my roommate has made a very active effort to being there for me, invited me on a weekend way with her parents and siblings. She even invited incest dog. She's been an active part of taking care of my taking care of incest dog. And given that we've been, I'm sorry, it's just funny. And given that we had been in lockdown for most of January, we had no choice but to grow increasingly close, ending with us hooking up a lot. Last weekend, we spent our evening sitting on the floor around the coffee table, just having beers and talking. And by our fifth or sixth round, the topic of past relationships popped up. As we talked about our relationships one by one, my roommate explained her last one was an open relationship. And not only was it open, but they used to attend swinging parties. This blew my fucking mind. She never, ever gave me that impression, especially because she always came across as kind of boring. Not in terms of personality, but just the fact that she seems pretty content with the not-so-eventful daily routine. I asked a million questions, mostly about how she got involved in that lifestyle. For about a year now, I'd been interested in potentially dipping my toe in those waters, and this felt godsend. Let's try not to drag the story. She ended up telling me that she had completely distanced herself from that social group since she broke up. But if I wanted, she could reconnect and would bring me to an event, only to just watch. Fuck yeah. Could not get out of my mouth fast enough. I was so excited. After reaching out to her friend, she told me there'd be an event in 4 days. And we'd needed basically to quarantine for it. They seemed to take COVID very seriously. The party was yesterday. I spent the whole day pretty nervous. I got a haircut, shaved all my appropriate bits, and prepared a duffel bag with all the necessary supplies in case I had sex. But my original plan was just to come and watch. When we got there, oh God, this story is so good. I just know. When we got there, the party was at most the most normal house, just your regular upper middle class home in a nice cookie cutter suburban neighborhood. The people hosting looked exactly the same as you'd expect looking at their house from the outside, a really friendly white couple in their mid-30s. And they had been married for just over 12 years and had 2 kids. Like, these were PTA kind of people. The party was actually so much fun. I'm not sure that I have many details to give you, as I didn't really do anything. But let's cover some broad strokes. There were about 5 to 6 couples, not including me and my roommate. They all looked so normal. At the beginning, things felt almost like nothing sexual would happen. These people clearly knew each other well. So a lot of them would talk about whatever their kids were up to and how Nancy had been an absolute bitch at the last community, whatever. However, after our hosts said a little welcome and introduced myself and my roommate to the rest of the group, the rest of the evening took a turn in tone. As I said, I didn't participate in sex, nor did my roommate, but we did help ourselves to drinking and chatting with people and walking around and watching the fun. The most involved I got was that our hostess sat on the coffee table and just masturbated in front of me, giving me a bit of a show. That was fun. I was pretty tempted to pull my dick out and jerk off, but I just couldn't find the courage. For some reason, I felt like, quote, I was there to watch, end quote. My roommate and I went back home after about 5 to 6 hours. My roommate insisted she wanted to go back with me again and that she was excited to reconnect with the social circles. I told her I need a little bit of a slow introduction. I wanted to dip my toe into it. Not both literally and figuratively go balls deep. We just laughed all the way home. Once we got there, we were both super horny, and all the things evolved into really good sex. Apologies for the lack of details in this post, but after writing a more horny detailed version of this post, I felt kind of weird. I guess the lack of incest threw me off. Plus, I know that the majority of you are probably here to hear all about the things that happened with my sister. I was afraid it would feel like we were betraying her by a bit by having me describe sex with another girl. I know I did. The whole evening was just awesome. Don't get me wrong, I loved it. I had tons of fun. 100% I'd do it again. But as we laid in bed after having sex, while I just stared at the ceiling, a sense of guilt started creeping in. I thought about my sister, and I miss her. So that was a letdown a little bit, but I understand not wanting to describe the horny part. I wanted to hear it though. or even like what they were doing at the swinger party, because I've never been to one. So next post, I'm just going to keep going until we hit about 45 minutes. I think that's a good time. So this is post number 35 or 36. B/S, things with my sister have taken a turn for the better. Okay, folks, I hope you're doing well. I'd love to tell you that I was able to assess the situation, be more considerate, sensible individual, and dealt with the previous situation like an adult. Turns out, I didn't really need to. Things kind of solved themselves, lol. Not 2 days after my previous update, we received a correspondence asking for my sister to mail in her passport. This isn't a written approval, but they never ask for your physical passport just to post it and say like, psych, lol. So we were 90% confident that the work visa had been approved. This came as an absolute shock. Since I've been here, I've applied 5 times for 4 different kinds of visas and extensions, and the fastest I've heard back from them has been 4 months. So it was a genuine surprise when we got a response within 6 weeks. It was incredible. This kind of threw my doubts and uncertainty out the window and made something very clear to me. My priority is to be with my sister. All of a sudden, the tension and the awkwardness between my sister and I disappeared, and we were both back in the mindset of doing everything possible to be together. We paid to overnight the passport and prepaid an overnight return. This way, the last stage of the process would be done as fast as it possibly can be. With my roommate, I had to have a conversation. We sat down and I was pretty straightforward with her. I told her that while I really enjoyed being with her, the spending time with her, I wasn't looking for any kind of relationship. I used my breakup as an excuse and told her I didn't want to potentially lead her on, even though it had been very evident she was interested in something developing. Her response was extremely receptive. She said she understood and respected it, and that she had no issues going back to simply being friends. She closed the conversation telling me she had hoped she didn't make me feel pressured to doing anything and that she had no expectations for the future either. It was honestly one of the healthiest and functional human interactions I've had in a really long time. It made me have so much more respect than I already had for her. I want to be in whatever mind, emotional state she's in. I was also honest with my sister and told her about my roommate. While making it clear that she was annoyed by it, she told me she respected it and didn't hold any hard feelings. She then went on to tell me she had actually not hooked up with anyone since, that she had gone out with quite a few dates, but not slept with or done anything sexual with anyone. And to be honest, that's pretty much it. Right now, $1,200 set aside, ready to be dropped for the first flight available whenever we receive the passport with the visa. Since both conversations, my sister and I have pretty much picked up where we left off. Very sappy conversations, the same friendship as always. I have not been able to stop smiling this weekend, although I feel like I need to manage my expectations a little more, just in case, and unlikely as it might be, that things don't work out like we want them to. The anticipation is crazy. It feels like I've spent 48 hours having zero Fortuna playing in my head. Sorry for these updates. They have come with very few horny details. I'm sure there will be lots once my sister and I are finally together. I'll keep you posted until then. Be good and behave. Okay, so that was quick. I'm going to read another post for you. And I guess my feedback on that one is I love how he's really honest and communicates, even though it's hard. I feel like he's very honest about it, and he's lucky because, you know, even though it's a hard conversation, his honesty allows people to see him for who he is, and he's genuine. And you know that if you tell him something, he's not going to lie about it, which, shit, it's a really good person. You're really good, select gift. Okay, next post. Let's call this 36. B/S, a new development with my sister. Finally. Hello, friends. If there was a day for me to be in the mood to write an update, it would be today. That means it's going to be long. As you can tell by the title, things are happening. Before moving forward, though, I figured I would do a little summary for the people who are new to my posts, just to bring you up to speed. Last year, after a big breakup, I went to stay with my parents for a few months, hanging out with my sister and becoming closer, which led her to me and her starting a developing a bit of a crush for her. And this, after a massive roller coaster of events and emotions, concluded with us being in a romantic relationship. As my family and I live in different countries, the end of my stay meant we would need to break up. After returning home and becoming apart for a while, my sister and I decided we wanted to fight for it and applied for her to get a work visa. The visa was approved and now she will be coming to spend the summer with me. That's pretty much it. There is definitely way more to the story, but if you want to learn about that, you'll have to go read my older posts. The main reason why I'm in the mood to write this post today is because I'm currently at a bar, having a beer while I wait for my sister's flight to land. She will be in my vehicle within the next hour or two. I cannot convey how fucking stoked I am. Oops, did I say stroked? Stoked. That's my bad. I'm going to leave it because it's funny. I'm almost speechless. Sorry, everyone. I have not been able to stop smiling for the last 48 hours. We received her passport midway through last week and immediately bought her a plane ticket. I have a 3-bedroom apartment, so the plan is that my sister will be having her own room, but given that we ordered her a bed and it's yet to be delivered, she will be staying in my room for the first few nights. But alas, a plot twist. I have not ordered the bed yet. So sneaky. Now, we both understand we're going to need to be pretty careful around my roommate, so we won't be doing anything too silly in the house, at the very least, while she's also there. We both are so excited. Ever since we got the news and we bought the plane tickets, we've been on the phone nonstop. I can't necessarily say that we're completely back to where we were before we left in January. It does feel like some reconnecting will need to happen just for us to be able to repair whatever distance damaged. But the nice thing is that we've both acknowledged it. So it's not like we're walking into an awkward situation where I'll be insecure, whatever, or not if she wants the same thing I want. On that note, what I want right now is to be in a relationship with my sister, to make things work. I've said it very clearly to her. After all, that was the reason why we did the whole thing. She expressed her interest in the same, adamantly so. So that's where things are. I honestly cannot convey how pumped I am. I'm all jittery and giggly at the bar right now. I probably look like an idiot. I can't promise I'll be updating in the next couple of days. I'll be busy binge eating pussy. So sorry. I will be coming back soon to update you on how the encounter went. In the meantime, be well and behave. Okay, so I share in the excitement, and I can't believe I said stroked instead of stoked. I hope you guys found that funny. I will read the next post. So this is post number 37. B/S, my sister is visiting for the summer, week 1. So, hey y'all, how are you? How's it going? What have you been up to? I just hear this excitement. How's that thing that you're working on going? I hope it's all dandy. I just hate the feeling like these posts are too self-indulgent sometimes. It's probably kind of stupid to think they're not, considering this is almost a completely one-sided sort of interaction. But what can I say? I have issues being excited to tell you about myself without at least acknowledging that this is inherently masturbatory, LOL. Oh my gosh. Okay, get ready. Get ready for some horny details, as Select Gift says it. Having said that, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. The last week has kind of been heaven, if not for the fact that I've finally been able to have sex, but simply because my sister is now with me in my life here, physically. I can have a long day and go out for a drink with her. After running errands for a while, I can come home and kiss her and say, hello. Hell, I can just run errands with her. It's fucking awesome. Living a boring, normal routine has never been so much more fun. Highly recommend the experience. 5 stars. The day my sister arrived, the original plan was to come back to my place and just have a low-key celebration that she was here. Just the two of us and my roommate. But knowing there would be a third person was just too much of a vibe killer. Within a minute and a half of my sister and I being in proximity with each other, we were ready to rip each other's clothes off. So, we just got a hotel room in the city for the night. I told my roommate that my sister's flight got super delayed and that I was too tired to drive back in the middle of the night. It was just easier to get a hotel room and come home in the morning. That's exactly what we did. We got a hotel room and just destroyed each other. As soon as the elevator closed, I turned my sister around and pushed her against the wall, kissing her neck and ears. I shoved my hands into her pants and traveled all over her ass down her pussy, which was completely soaked at this point. Moaning way too loud for public place, my sister kept begging me, not asking, to come inside her as fast as I could. She said she wanted me inside her immediately. No smelling the flowers at this time. Getting out of the elevator, we both sped walked to the room, trying to go as fast as we could without people seeing the two idiots running. In hindsight, we both think we probably looked like we were both about to shit our pants. Scanning the cards, got the bags inside, literally only enough for the door to close, and picked up and threw my sister on the bed. She bounced on the mattress twice before she turned her body around for me, popping her ass up. I took her pants down, and one single, less than smooth move just took 1 second to admire the tiny little pussy I had left behind back home. This beautiful little thing that was absolutely throbbing in anticipation for me. In the days before my sister's arrival, I had planned our first sexual encounter so differently. We would take our time and do every little thing we'd fantasized and sexed over the break. Eat her pussy as much as I craved during those lonely nights of the past few months. Have her suck my dick as much as she had told me she wanted to. But the truth in that moment, the explosion of passion and love and lust really didn't allow either one of us to be patient, to take our time. Right now, there was only a single thing we wanted to do. At the very least, as a nod to my original plans, I shoved my face into this completely wet pussy to remind myself what it tasted like, running it up and down a few times, finishing with a hard suck of her clit, and a 1 second long makeout session with her asshole. With super messy chin, I could now proceed. My pants fell down just enough to let my dick come out, being harder than it ever has been in months. I took a step forward and simply let my cock find its way back into the place it was so familiar with. The warmth and the wetness felt exactly like they did back then, almost as if we were never apart. I fucking pounded my sister's pussy, and that was it. No bells, no whistles, just ramming my cock into her over and over until I felt her tighten up. She started coming not 5 minutes in. So loud, her screams made her sound almost drunk. Oh my God, baby, I missed you so much. My pussy missed you so much, would come out of her mouth, but slurred. Her pussy tightened up the way it did, made it impossible to hold back. I came as hard as she did. Thankfully, it seemed my dick didn't get the memo, and I stayed hard for surprisingly long after I came. So, taking advantage of that complete mess my cum had made inside out around my sister's pussy, I just kept going, pumping in and out, making an even larger mess. oh my God, it's a cream pie. Eventually, I would feel like I was having a mini nut. Just the same contractions my penis would have while coming, but I don't think anything came out. Not that I would have known. There was so much cum everywhere. Inside her, around her pussy, all over my dick, my balls. It somehow made it its way even up to my belly button. We only had enough energy to take all of our clothes off before collapsing onto the bed. We slept the rest of the afternoon. I held her as tight as I could, almost as if she'd be taken back home if I was to let go. That night was fun. We went out for dinner and bar hopped the rest of the evening until we came back home for more incest fun. Being at home has been fine. My sister was actually a little awkward with my roommate, which is understandable, I guess. She wasn't really interested in hanging out with her for the first couple of days, leading to having one or two weird moments when my roommate and I were alone. I had a talk with my sister, though. I told her we needed to just act normal around my roommate, and this seemed to remind her to be friendly, especially because anything that my roommate may have done with me, she was completely ignorant of whom I was in a relationship with before. The week has been a combination of regular work and doing welcoming activities for my sister, helping her prepare for her job, introducing her to friends she hadn't met yet, going out with the ones she had, fun times all around. We've been sleeping in the same room, so we've been having sex quite a bit, but we are pretty much limited to doing that at night. When we all go to bed, and quietly, we play a movie or something. Sometimes, it kind of feels like college again, lol. Let's see, what else? I think that's pretty much it. I don't know if there's much more to tell you. She'll be starting her job next week, halfway through the week. I would have wanted her to be at home for a little longer before she started, but the truth is, the whole process of getting her here has made a pretty uncomfortable financial hole in my pocket. The hole left a cold draft in my pants, and it makes my little baby soft nut sack very chilly. So whatever help I can get right now is very much welcome. I think that's it for now. Let me know if you can come up with any questions. That we cover whatever I haven't here. In the meantime, be well and behave. By the way, being able to give you horny details again came with almost a sense of freedom. I loved it. I just really like being able to write without feeling like it takes an emotional toll. It's nice to be back. I feel like stopping here, like one horny detail. Should I continue? It's 32 minutes, 33 minutes. Maybe I will. By the way, that interaction was like amazing. I think that's how it would be. Like, I think having a roommate is going to just put a kink in it. So it was a good idea to get a hotel, but I understand it can be expensive. Okay. So post number 38B/S, and I'll correct this when I type it out. B/S, my sister is visiting for the summer and we almost got caught. I can only imagine it's the roommate, but whatever. Let's see. Hey friends, nice to be back to regular updates. I just wanted to come and touch base about the weekend and something kind of funny slash kind of not that happened today. So the weekend was pretty normal, with the exception that my sister is now being a lot friendlier to my roommate. I'd say they're hitting it off well enough, if anything. My sister still makes salty comments when we're alone out of the house, but not seriously holding anything against her. Saturday night, we just made sushi and drank a fair bit together. I'm surprised he's eating sushi. Anyway, just the three of us. Nothing much of note, lol, except for the moment when I somehow ended up making a joke about not being sure if I trust my roommate to go through my underwear drawer when I'm not home. It genuinely was a joke, something about me hiding drugs in the house. But she responded with, "Really? I've had you up in my guts and you still don't trust me?" I mean, credit where credit's due. Her delivery and that punchline was pretty good. The way that she said it was actually really funny, but it did not land with my sister. It took her a second to remember she was supposed to laugh. She wasn't upset or anything. It just came a little too hot for comfort. Later on, once my sister had gone to bed, my roommate asked if culturally Spanish sisters tended to be so protective as Spanish moms are. I chuckled and said, "They're worse, actually," and left it there. Sunday was nice. The big old breakfast, and spent most of the day inside because it's still fucking cold outside. Hike with incest dog and off to bed. Today was a doozy. The morning we heard my roommate going off to work, my sister and I got just a lot more comfortable being affectionate. We were in bed, naked, just enjoying having each other, letting our fingers wander around the other's skin while we talked. Slowly getting up, we both agreed showering together would be really nice way to start the day, especially after a weekend where basically we had no privacy. We got up, instinctively put underwear on, and walked into the bathroom together. In an effort to make the washroom cozier, we ran the hot water, and it was extremely effective. At the beginning, nothing overly sexy was happening. We were really just starting out our day together. But suddenly, I realized we were brushing our teeth together in our underwear once again. It was almost poetic. Okay, maybe that's a bit dramatic, but it did serve as a really nice reminder that we really no longer were apart. Not as in being in two different countries, whatever emotional breach of physical distance had created felt gone to me. Finishing up my little morning routine, I couldn't help but hold her from behind as she finished hers, trying to take advantage of this mini epiphany I had. I dug my nose into her hair, kissing her ears, and ran my hands up and down her sides, basically trying to absorb the moment, her, as much as possible. She would stop every once in a while, just make eye contact in the mirror and smile. Once she finished, she just stayed there, enjoying being held. Of course, all of this emotional bonding touched me deep in the heart, but also managed to give my dick a good wake-up shake. So, as this was happening, an erection slowly started to poke her bum. She responded by slowly grinding her ass on me. And just as slowly as this intimate moment came along, a horny moment of horniness started to poke its head into the room. The gentle grinding almost became dry humping, and she went from rubbing my arms as I hugged her from behind to being little by little positioning her hands on the sink, holding on to it and bending forward. At this point, her face and neck were out of reach, but I could still kiss her, shoulders and upper back. My mouth traveled very slowly from one shoulder to the other, doing gentle kisses every once in a while, doing not so gentle bite. Her moaning was the only sound we were making. I continued kissing and making my way down her back until I made it to the bottom of it, just above her ass. The feel of her skin is just out of this world. I don't even know how to describe it, other than tight. Both of my hands had now moved to hold her by the hips, and without stopping the kissing, I grabbed both sides of her underwear and pulled it down. Once her bottoms were on the floor, I got to my knees and simply went at it. For some reason, I feel almost desperate eating her pussy, like someone is going to take it away. So I just make out with it like there's no tomorrow. At this point, her pussy is gushing juices out. I'm taking literal mouthfuls of them. The tip of my tongue has managed to bury itself deep in between her lips, softly going in circles around the clit, while the rest of my mouth allows me to basically slurp and taste the rest of her pussy. My sister whispered something that I couldn't hear. At first, I thought she said it to herself, but then she said it again. Stopping for a moment, I said, "Sorry, what was that?" And almost sounding like she was in pain, she responded, "Fuck me, please." Before getting up, I had a little taste of her asshole, which had been completely exposed in front of my eyes this whole time. As soon as my underwear hit the ground, I shoved my dick in her pussy. Unbelievably, this felt kind of different. She was so extremely tight, maybe because of exactly how she was standing, but At the same time, she was also so wet that it was extremely easy to slide in and out. I wasn't going to be able to last long. It felt just too good. With every thrust, I felt the head of my dick bump into the very bottom of her pussy. Her moans a little too loud now, so I reach over with one hand and grab her arm, then wrap my other arm around her torso. Then, letting go of her arm, I move my hand to her mouth, stopping her from making any noise. She now quietly moans, being held up by me, perking her pussy out for me to fuck. It wasn't long before she came, and with her orgasm, louder and louder moans competed with the sound of the shower hitting the tub. Without stopping my pumping, I said, "Be quiet." And she immediately stopped, making a peep, and replaced a noise with biting my hand. It was so hard, she actually left a pretty nasty bruise. I kept going at the same speed, but increasing the force at which I fucked her. Her body trembled, and eventually her torso collapsed into the sink. She stayed there for a moment, catching her breath. While keeping my dick inside, I stopped giving her a break. But she instructed me to continue by saying, "Keep going, just go slow." Getting her breath back took a few seconds. When she was finally ready, she crossed her arms in the sink and rested her head on them. Letting out a soft moan, she said, "Okay, you can use my pussy now however you want. I want you to make yourself come with it." I'm not sure what it was about this. Her giving me free range made me go crazy. I just went back to fucking her like there was no tomorrow. It felt so good. Her pussy was now a total mess. My dick, my balls, and even my legs were absolutely dripping with her wetness. Maybe my dick was twitching inside of her in a particular way, because she knew I was very close to coming. "Come inside me, please. I want to walk around all day today with your cum inside me. I want my pussy to be dripping of your cum all day." Saying this, she reached one hand to hold mine. That was enough. I completely exploded inside of her. The position in which we were made the cum start to squeeze out as I continued to pump, slowing down. Coming to a full stop, I lowered the top of my body to her to hug her, keeping my dick inside of her as we recovered. We stayed frozen in silence until she said, with completely unsexy tone, "I've cum dripping past my knees right now." We giggled and decided that it was now a good moment to get into the shower and clean up. The shower was nice. While washing her, I got a boner and she jerked me off until I came inside her hand. Once we were done, I got out of the shower first. I dried myself and then, with the same towel, I dried my sister. While she still stood in the tub, when she was relatively dry, I wrapped the towel around her shoulders and then picked her up out of the shower. I then sent her down into the sink counter, leaning her back in the mirror. We continued to kiss, now completely in silence. I would stop just to hold her face. Pulling back, I extended her leg out and held her foot in front of me, kissed it, and then reached my hand to a bottle of lotion I keep next to the hand soap. I just got a good amount of lotion and massaged her feet while she just closed her eyes and smiled. Total peace. 2 months of tension and pain and loneliness and overwhelming sexual frustration now gone. And then, in the middle of this magical silent moment, knock, knock, knock. My roommate called out and asked if she could come in. No, sorry. I'm just about to hop in the shower. I'm naked already. Is everything okay?" She responded. My roommate said, "Oh, okay, sorry. I just came back from my run and I really needed to pee." She sounded a little out of breath. After a back and forth with my roommate, she explained that she had a day off and she'd gone out for an early morning run. My sister told her she'd be only a few minutes. At this point, we're both freaking out because how the fuck would you explain that I was hanging out in the bathroom with my naked sister? I mean, I guess in hindsight, it'd be extremely weird, but I'm sure normal people would not just jump into incest. Regardless, the idea didn't come to me at the time. My roommate had said she'd wait in her room, which was right in front of the bathroom, so there was no way for me to exit without her knowing. I live in a really old building, so my apartment is very old-timey. It was two stories. So the only thing we can think of somehow is to get her downstairs so I can rush over into my room. We are trying to have a conversation with the softest whispering our bodies can possibly make. The shower is running, so at least that helps. But both of our hearts are beating hard enough that you could see and hear the echoing of the fucking room. Eventually, we came up with a plan. I texted our neighbor, "Hey, I left in a rush this morning. Would you be able to go into my apartment and check to see if the stove is off? The door is locked, so you need to use a spare key." The door sounded and the clinking of the keys, which made incest dogs start barking and run downstairs. The characteristic alarm that someone has come into the apartment, regardless of it being a friend or foe, LOL. All the fuss was enough to make my roommate go check who was downstairs. At least we thought so at that specific moment. I mean, the sound of someone walking downstairs was all we had as a signal. And the noise of the shower barely allowed us to hear anything happening outside the bathroom. The best we could expect was have my sister poke her head out and check if the coast was clear. And if fate was expecting us to make this leap of faith, at the exact moment my sister poked her nose past the door frame, we heard my roommate and the neighbor chatting downstairs. I ran to my room in my underwear. Fuck. My sister and I would eventually laugh about it later today, but that later was like an hour ago. LOL. So it took us its time to become funny. We kind of felt like shit all morning. But now, being my second glass of wine, I actually think this is pretty funny. The rest of the day has just been normal with work. My roommate didn't seem to notice. We did agree we wouldn't do any more sexy stuff around the house unless we were 100% sure that my roommate was at work. Her work isn't that close, so it wouldn't be convenient for her to come home for lunch or anything. We also won't do anything outside my room. I'd rather spend $50 on a dirty motel than risk it again. But there you go. Incest adventures all around. Hopefully, we'll all be able to find a nice, romantic, intimate moment without risking making other people witness to our felony. Goodbye. So that was kind of funny. And I think I'm going to end it here. Oh, gosh, completely hot in the shower. Yeah. Good save, actually. What else? I feel like the roommate being around makes it complicated. And maybe it's a little more fun. Who knows? We'll see what happens. Ciao for now.